Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hammer time. Good morning, Western New York. I'm Jack Civiletto, and Hammer Time starts right here, right now. You want the work done right? Call Dominic Cortez.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo. It's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
And that's right, you heard him. It's Jack. Jack's here for our annual Christmas show. And you can speak to Jack by picking up the phone and giving us a call right now at 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930 or text us at 30930. So, Jackie, another year?
Yes, it's been a good one, too. Mm-hmm. A year of transition.
Yeah.
We sold our big house and moved into a condo.
Okay.
And a couple things happened. Both April's and my children are no longer with us. Oh, they didn't die. Heck no. They just moved out. So we're pursuing our real dream now, which is hauling PA systems in and out of bars and senior centers. So this is going to free us up to do our love of music. And it's been quite a 6 months.
Yeah. You mentioned that you wonder how popular Frank Sinatra is still or will be. And I don't know, to me, it would seem that kind of music has a lot of legs.
Well, it's timeless. I found out where most of the Sinatra fans are now, mm-hmm. at these senior centers and places that we're working. In fact, we just recently joined the Amherst Senior Center, and I was wondering where all my fans were, and I found them. They're all there, all doing the same thing, getting our $3 lunches. But while I was there, they had a throwback to Woodstock. They had pictures of Jimi Hendrix and all this paraphernalia from the concert. And I thought to myself, what do these old farts know about Woodstock? And then I finally realized they were at Woodstock. So I know you and I just had a birthday. So
yes.
The years just
happy
keep going
birthday.
By, don't they? Yeah, happy birthday to you, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was last Sunday, in fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the kinds of gigs that you're doing now, you're still kind of everywhere. I mean, I see the posts. You're still at restaurants. You're still doing lounge acts.
Yeah, my motto is no gig too big, no fee too big.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple things going besides the Civiletto Sing Sinatra, which is still doing very well. I've been blessed with that. And I work with my girlfriend, April Mazzone, who's in the studio with me this morning. We have a little duo with a very creative name called Jack and April. We thought about that for quite a while.
You should have got. Did you get permission from the people that actually have those names?
Yeah, we had to file a. And I have another gig I've been doing for 5 years now with Joe Bolognese. He's another singer. And we work every Tuesday. It's been 5 years now. We started out at the Rain Tree, then we went to the Shannon Pub, then we went to the River Grill, then we went to Mr. Bill's. We've closed them all down, and we're still working our way through some of them. But we're working at the Pizza Plant and the Hideaway. We do 2 weeks at the Pizza Plant, 2 weeks at the Hideaway, and that's been going really well.
And that's a different kind of music.
Yeah, well, it's I like to call the act Bowl of Meatballs.
Yeah.
Because we kind of pick on each other and we sing some songs, but we have a lot of fun. And it's a matinee, 2 to 5. Most of the evening gigs, I don't do too many of the late night gigs anymore.
Yeah.
Years ago, I used to do 11 to 3. I know April did the same thing. You know, we didn't start till about 11 o'clock. And by the time 11 o'clock comes now, I'm on my third dream.
So, yeah, exactly. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN this Saturday morning as we celebrate Christmas, as we do every year with Jack Civiletto. If you'd like to call and make a general Christmas wish, any question you might have, or speak to Jack, same number, 803-0930. Before I forget, last Saturday we had a lively discussion about Bryant heat exchangers. I've contacted Bryant, and they're going to be on air sometime in January, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Also, we had a discussion, if you recall, about the size of the gas line relating to the size of your gas meter, contacted National Fuel, and I'm waiting to book Karen Merkel in to talk about that as well. So, yeah, we followed up on both those topics, and we will be doing shows in the new year on that subject. So next Saturday is the end of the year show, and we're looking for those of you out there that have benefited in some way over the last 30 years of this radio program. We're going to share stories next Saturday as we celebrate the end of 2019 and welcome in 2020. Good morning from Dominic Cortese and Jack Civiletto. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say good morning to my kumbadi, Gabriel Maddalena, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Transit Road in Clarence. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
You know, we're going to have to turn the calendar on saying 128. We're going to be starting to say 129 starting the new year, and that's the years of Lakeshore Savings Bank being a local bank with the same name.
Absolutely. 129 years strong. And, you know, while a lot of the smaller banks in our local area are deciding to merge with larger banks, Lakeshore has made that decision to continue strong with, you know, 129 years, hopefully another 129 years, just taking care of our customers right here in Western New York the way we've done it for a long time.
There we go. And, of course, we celebrate as well the fact that Lakeshore has products that are revolutionary, like the 3.5% home equity line of credit fixed for a year with no cost whatsoever.
This killer rate, Dominic, continues on into next year. 3.5% fixed for the first 12 months, no closing cost. And you know what? This is the perfect time to get your financing all straightened out, whether it's Christmas, over Christmas spending, or it's getting ready for home improvement project coming in the spring. Let's get the finances ready right now.
Okay. And, of course, interest-bearing accounts, too, the bank's paying out. A great place for you to invest your money is Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Absolutely. We have CDs. We have money market accounts still paying phenomenal rates. Get in touch with Lakeshore or go visit us online today.
And, of course, the last product we want to mention today are the truly remarkable mortgage rates at the bank.
Oh, my gosh. They are starting in the threes. They go into the fours, and we just lowered our rates on our investment property. So if there's somebody out there who has an investment property or looking to refinance their investment property, we lowered our rates, and we've extended our terms. We now go as far as 25 years for investment property.
Oh, that's great. All right. The phone number at the Clarence branch.
688-6114.
And repeat that for us.
688-6114.
For 128. And soon to be 129 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, Steve Tasker for Westher Subaru and the Westher year-end sales event.
End of the year means great deals.
Great deals and sharing a little love, because right now during the 2019 Subaru Share the Love event through January 2nd, get a great vehicle and support a wonderful cause. With every new Subaru purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, the National Park Foundation, or Meals on Wheels, or Cradle Beach Camp right here in Western New York.
Westher believes community comes first.
So while you're getting a great deal on a beautiful new 2020 Subaru Forester, you're helping some tremendous charities at the perfect time.
Maybe another reason why Westher Subaru is a winner of the Subaru Love Promise Customer and Community Commitment Award.
And while you're at it, check out over 1,900 Google reviews and see what our customers have to say. We love to share those too. 15 minutes from downtown, 18 from Amherst, just 30 minutes from Niagara Falls. Westher Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park or at westhersubaru.com.
Share the love.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Manka, Chief of Emergency Medicine at Erie County Medical Center. As Western New York's only Level 1 Adult Trauma Center, ECMC's dedicated caregivers provide life-saving care for our friends, neighbors, relatives, and fellow Western New Yorkers every day. This holiday season is a time to be thankful, and we are especially thankful for the incredible support we have received for ECMC's future state-of-the-art trauma and emergency department. With nearly $15 million raised from our community, we are grateful for the support and generosity that will enable us to provide even better care for our patients. With completion in spring 2020, ECMC's new Trauma and Emergency Department will build on the quality, care, and compassion you've come to expect from us. And so as we celebrate all the joy and splendor of the holidays, and on behalf of our ECMC family, we thank you for continuing to choose ECMC for your care, and we wish you continued happiness and good health throughout the holidays and the new year.
Well, I told you about the Cortese garage door failing us a couple weeks ago. And, of course, my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear came to the rescue. Yep, Joe sent Angel out. Yeah, Angel was my savior. It fixed our garage door. What it needed was a new torsion spring. That's all. They didn't try to upsell me on a new garage door. They said, nope, Dominic, all you need is a new torsion spring. They took care of that at a very reasonable price. And as we head into the winter, think of Gorilla Garage Gear for your garage storage needs and your garage door repairs and replacement. And as we think ahead to spring, of course, think of them for your new Gorilla floor. Like mine, it is amazing. So easy to clean the winter grime up. And it comes with a 15-year warranty. A Gorilla floor is a state-of-the-art overlay coating with long-lasting durability, a beautiful look, and easy maintenance. Gorilla Garage Gear, they diamond grind that surface, and they add a high-tech, durable top coat. So when you think about your garage floor, your garage door, and your garage storage, think of Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. Visit them online at GorillaGarageGear.com. 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joey Afalo today, 715-6927. And remember, to buy right the first time, and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
I really can't
stay.
Baby,
it's cold outside.
I've got to go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd
so very nice.
I'll hold your hand. That just like
my
ice.
My mother will stop to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the
just
floor.
Just listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I
the
pour.
The neighbors might.
And that is Jack Civiletto. Is that April?
That's April.
And it's April Mazzone singing with Jack Civiletto. Great duet there. Baby, it's cold outside. Jack Civiletto in studio. For our annual Christmas show, Jack and I started doing this some years ago, and everyone always loves to hear Jack. And I have a lot of people ask me, is Jack going to be on again this year? And I said, I guess if he pays me enough, I'll let him on one more time.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
Yeah. Jack and I went to high school together. Well, actually, middle school and high school together.
Yeah, middle and south.
Yep. Yep. And back then, Jack could see.
Yeah,
and he no longer can. Retinitis pigmentosa is the condition he has.
Right.
And over the years, your sight has diminished. How How is it now?
Well, it was for many years I had peripheral vision. I actually had enough vision I could ride my bike and walk up to the corner bar. Seems to be a pattern. But the last 2 years, it really went off the deep end, and I've really got no sight left at all. Mm. It's a little light sensitivity. So.
And you have adapted well to that. I mean, your personality has been unaffected. You haven't let it really get you down in any way.
It gets me very, very down. But my mother always told me when I was a kid, nobody wants to be around a downer.
Yeah, good
so
point.
So regardless of what ails you, what problems you have, if you can find a way to mask it with, and I have a little aphorism that I came up with. The greatest sense of all is the one that didn't even make the list, the sense of humor. Mm. As long as you can keep a sense of humor through the bad times, life seems to go along a lot more joyfully.
Well, I think we all are guilty of overanalyzing and taking everything just too seriously. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, if you keep things on the light side, it may be perceived that you're not, you know, taking an important matter seriously, but sometimes humor can get you through a tragedy.
I had a friend of mine whose father passed away recently, and he was very ill. So I went with him to see his dad, and his dad always had a great sense of humor. And while we were in the hospital room, and my friend takes the covers and tucks his dad, and he goes, Dad, are you comfortable? And he looks at me, he goes, I made a living. So, I mean, it's the kind, even at the end, he had a sense of humor. So,
the transition to a smaller house, is it a one-floor plan?
Yeah, we had a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, full basement, big, big house. And we moved into a one-floor condo with a finished basement where I have my recording studio. So
that's
perfect
good.
For us. Yeah, one of the other reasons, too, that we moved was, I said our kids have moved on now, so we wanted a place where it would be just quiet. April and I, we thought, oh, this would be nice. As soon as we went through the cleaning and the fighting and the moving and the fighting and the painting and the fighting, and we finally got closed and everything, we sat on our couch in our new condo and we cracked open a bottle of wine and we clinked the glasses together, and right after that we hear, whoop, whoop. The lady upstairs has a dog, but she's actually very nice. She got one of those barking collars that seems to work quite well. But
all right,
it was one of those.
803-0930, participate in the program with anything you'd like to speak about with me around the house, and if you'd like to speak to Jack and just a general Christmas wish. We would welcome that, too, at 803-0930 as we travel to Clarence and say good morning and Merry Christmas to Harriet. Harriet, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Jack.
Hello, Harriet.
How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you also.
Harriet's my number one fan. She's been coming to my gigs for about 17 years, and I always say when she stops coming, she and her boyfriend, Terry, I'm finished. I'm selling everything. So.
Oh, do I have to worry about that?
So you like hearing Jack sing, Harriet?
I love Jack singing.
That's right. So do I.
Jack and I have been with each other for so many years, just as he said. And I try not to miss too many.
I remember one time I did a gig out of town, and there she was. I went on a cruise ship one time. There she was. So she's really been great.
We're all over.
And she makes a great Gucciadotti. Thank you again.
Oh, how do you know? You don't like Gucciadotti.
I don't. I don't care for them.
All right, Harriet, I see that you're a neighbor of mine. Do you live in Clarence?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Well, thank you for calling in, and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Dominic.
Okay.
Bye right. now.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah, later.
All right. So Harriet doesn't miss a show.
No.
It must be get a little repetitive.
Yeah, yeah. She actually knows all the tunes. She sings along with them, and but she's been very, very supportive.
Yeah, I mean, I think as you travel through life and you build a following, it really makes warms your heart to know that people are dedicated to you.
You know, it's. We were talking about my eyesight, which can be very, as I said, kind of depressing at times. But I've made such beautiful friends. They're more than just fans that come out. this time of the year, you wouldn't believe, I do gigs and I come home with bags and bags of cookies, and you know, everybody makes me cookies and brings me things. So it makes me feel really, really wonderful.
Yeah. All right.
All kidding aside, it really does.
Well, you know, that's exactly what music is supposed to spread the feeling of goodwill, and you know, you're an ambassador for that. 803-0930, if you'd like to speak to us here on WBEN, we can certainly entertain anything you'd like to talk about. And again, Jack Civiletto for our annual Christmas show with Jack's music peppered in throughout the hour. And we'll be hearing Jack sing a couple more times before the hour ends. And we have our annual Christmas gift, as I call it, for you at the end of the show, and that is Tuck and Patty's Christmas Wish. We play that
every year. They're fantastic.
Yes, we play that every year, as you recall.
Yeah.
So with the kids now, you know, gone in separate directions, what are the Christmas plans?
Well, my twins are home, and that song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, really means something. I have identical twins that live in Boston, and they're both home. They're both married, and my one twin, Amanda, just had a little baby, Olivia. So I have my second grandchild.
That's great.
And I have another grandchild, Elliot. And they're the most, it just makes Christmas fun all over again. So that's going to be my Christmas blessing. And April's daughter has a beautiful grandchild, Eliana. And we had Eliana and Elliot. We took them to the senior center the other day. They had a nice Christmas program. And they were a little standoffish at first, and within an hour, they were walking around holding hands, and Eliana is 2.5, and Elliot is 3.5, and she was guiding him around, and she called him. She says, "Elliot, come here," and he didn't come, and she does this. So already she's starting to learn what it's like to be around guys. So,
you know,
it was really cute.
We have six, and number seven is due soon.
Anyway.
And, you know, what's amazing is to observe how different they are, all are, their personalities and their characteristics. You know, they come from the same place, but they're all very unique.
Yeah.
So, okay, 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN. Jack Civiletto is with us for the hour, and we're wishing you a Merry Christmas. We do Christmas Eve. That's the tradition in our household. Christmas Eve, the kids all come over, and then Christmas Day, they do the other half of the family. You know, they visit all of their in-laws, and so you know, that's our tradition. It's been for years.
Yeah, I remember the old days when back in the '60s. I grew up in Niagara Falls, but my mother's family was from the west side of Buffalo, and we would go there and go to Christmas Mass at Holy Angels Church. Mm-hmm. And all my aunts would be dressed with those hats, and
sure,
and I could still smell the Shalimar. And we would go to Christmas, and I remember that the music was so stirring, and all I really wanted to do was wake up the next morning and see what Santa left me. But the meals, the food, and the gathering, it's a part of upbringing that I hold very dear, and I hope those traditions continue. I know you're keeping them, and I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I mean, I don't know how we can sustain some of these traditions with all the influences that our families have now on them.
Eliminate the internet. That would be the first thing. If we could just probably make it go away, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Probably a general statement that may have some validity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is the bottom of the hour coming up to, and it's time for the top of the news. Mike Baggerman is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. And when we come back, we'll continue our dialogue with Jack and talk to you too. Sandy in Orchard Park, hang on the line. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour news break.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for this Saturday, December 21st. We got a major problem out on the roadways we want to pass along. For anybody driving on the 33 eastbound, there's a car that's on fire at the Union Road exit. We just got an alert from NITEC moments ago saying that all lanes are closed. Again, this is 33 east. A car is on fire at Union Road. Buffalo police are investigating a shooting that took the life of a 22-year-old Buffalo man. He was killed yesterday afternoon in the first block of Floss Avenue. In Cheektowaga, Robert Hupkowitz, a plow driver for the town, was charged with graffiti and criminal mischief. This after he's come under a lot of fire from the town for painting Trump 2020 on a town plow. He was charged yesterday in town court. It's a big day for Buffalo sports. The Bills have a key divisional matchup against the New England Patriots this afternoon in Foxborough. Kickoff is set for 4:30. You can hear that game over on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. And the Sabres are in action this afternoon. They're on home ice against the LA Kings. Face-off scheduled for 1 o'clock, and you can follow that action right here on WBEN. Sabres captain Jack Eichel, by the way, remains day-to-day with an upper body injury. The latest on impeachment, the Senate continues to battle over procedures and whether or not new witnesses can testify in the trial of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has delayed sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate until they figure out those procedures. The president, meanwhile, is in Florida for the holidays. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, mostly cloudy this morning. We'll have some sunshine peek through this afternoon, a high of 39 degrees. Then these next few days, it's going to be very nice, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, high of 43 tomorrow, 47 on Monday, Tuesday, cloudy most of the day, high of 41. And on Christmas Day, we'll have a snow shower in some spots in the afternoon in the southern tier and a high of 36 in areas east of Buffalo. In the city itself, high of 41. Right now in Buffalo, it's chilly. It's 28 degrees. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware in loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I'm back again with Dean Jackson from Keller Chevrolet at the Keller Corner in Cheektowaga. Dean, it's December, and I hear there's something really exciting going on at Keller Chevrolet.
There is, and it's only happened a couple times in my career. GM employee pricing for everyone on all 19 Chevrolets in stock.
So wait a minute. I have a friend of mine that works at Tonawanda Engine Plant. You're telling me I get the same price as him?
You betcha. You pay what we pay, not a penny more. And there's more good news. GM employee pricing on the 20 Impala, Spark, Sonic, Trax, and Equinox.
No way, Dean. What about good finance rates?
We've got 0% financing for 72 months on the Silverado Crew Cab. We've got 0% plus 750 on Trax, 0% plus 1500 on Equinox, and 0% plus 2750 on the Impala.
Wow, those are amazing deals. Dean, what a guy.
No, it's Charlie, what a guy.
Find new roads at Keller Chevrolet, 3600 Genesee at Union in Cheektowaga. Offers end 12/31/19. For details, go to Chevy.com.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, nine times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys, call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
The New Year celebration is all new at Batavia Downs Gaming. Just $125 per person gets you open bar, $75 in free play, an around-the-world buffet, live music, snacks, champagne, toast, and fireworks. Call Batavia Downs to make your reservation. Info also online. Hotel packages available, too. Large groups and company parties are welcome.
Batavia Downs is more, lots more.
Buffalo, did you know the Vinyl Outlet is installing porches and railings right now? There's never been a better time to buy. The Vinyl Outlet has a winter special with 30% off installation and special financing. You're building right now to save you money. Call the Vinyl Outlet for a free estimate. 30% off installation and special financing available. Get that new porch or railings now and improve the safety and beauty of your home. 675-0800 or online at thevinyloutlet.com.
The Vinyl Outlet. Let us transform your home.
Homeowners, listen up. My friend Scott Murray, president of Reimer Home Services, wants you to know the cold months are already here. Have you gotten your furnace tuned up yet? If not, listen to this. So his team over at Reimer came up with a special. It's called a super tune-up for your furnace. So what's the Reimer reason for a super tune-up? Reason number one, you get a thorough cleaning of your furnace so it works efficiently. Reason two, a Reimer super tune-up allows your furnace to run properly, and this can save you money up to 30% off your utility bills. Reason three, Reimer has a phenomenal deal right now on these super tune-ups for your furnace. It's only $87. Plus, if you ask about the National Fuel Rebate, you can get a $60 mail-in rebate, making Reimer's super tune-up only $27 after that rebate. Homeowners, it's only $27 after rebate to get your furnace ready for the cold with Reimer Home Services. Prepare for winter now and call Reimer to schedule your $27 super tune-up today. 694-8524.
Stop. Hammer time. Go with the ball. It is said if you can't move it up, you
move. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
And that is Jack Civiletto singing Christmas tunes for us. You know, I got to tell you, Jack, we were criticizing the internet and the pervasiveness in our society, but I actually came out on the winning side of a story that involved Facebook. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so a box came to the office this week, and it was quite a large gift box. And it was packed in a cardboard box, and then this gift box was inside. It was shrink-wrapped. And there was a card, and it said, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And that's all it said.
No name, no.
Right. Okay. So one of my employees said, why don't you take a picture of it and put it on Facebook? And I did. And the giftor saw the posting and wrote back saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe they didn't sign my name. It was from me. Now, maybe he took credit for it and he shouldn't have. But I believe that it was from him.
Yeah.
So, and it was from my friend Anatoly from Ava Roofing. So Anatoly, okay. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful gift and great bottles of wine and some other snacks inside. So there you go, the benefit of the internet.
One. Okay, there's one benefit.
To the phones we go, Orchard Park and Sandy. Good morning. You're on WEN with Jack Civiletto.
Good morning, Dominic. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Sandy.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Sandy. How are you? Merry Christmas.
I just do my yearly call-in to Dominic.
Well, I'm glad you do that.
Just want to wish you and your families a wonderful Christmas. And, Jack, you have a beautiful voice, but you have a more beautiful heart.
There you go. That's well said.
So I love you dearly, and just one question while
I thought you were going to yell at me because I'm not getting enough rest.
Well, no, you're not. You have 3 gigs in one day. It's crazy. But anyway, will I see you tomorrow night?
Yes, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, wonderful. I just wanted to wish both of you a great holiday with your families, and that's pretty much it.
All right, Sandy.
Well, thank you very much.
Same back
Sandy.
To
God
you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas to
all
you.
All right,
too.
Thanks for calling. Sandy's line is now free as we travel to Williamsville. And it's Melissa. Melissa, good morning. You're on WEN with Jack Civiletto.
And Jack, hi.
Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas.
The
Happy
lady
holidays.
That called in, your sister Sandy, I'm her good friend.
Oh, okay.
And we've met a couple times over the years. You might not remember because you're always performing.
What is your name again?
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa, I do remember meeting you. Yes.
Yeah. I think I saw you last summer at the River Grill?
Yes, yep.
Yes, yep. Yes, it was great. It was.
That's a fun place to perform.
It is fun.
We'll definitely be going back there next year. It's a lot of fun.
I wish we were going there today. I really do.
The fact that your singing is amazing. Your sister is amazing. She's so proud of you. She's always, you know, applauding your talents and your personality. So I just called in to say that and say hello and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Melissa, and your family as well.
All right, Melissa, thanks again.
Have a good day.
You too. Merry Christmas. Okay. To Chickawaga now. And David, good morning. You're next.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have some questions about, and if maybe somebody can help me, about a ventless heater. I got a camp down in Southern Tier where we don't use it in the wintertime, but I was thinking about hooking up a ventless propane heater for late fall. I use it occasionally in 1 week during hunting season. So, and I've been trying to do a lot of research on these automatic transfer switches, but in one of them I was really interested. It said something about only 30,000, it's only good for like 30,000 BTU. Well, the heater's at 30,000 BTU. Other ones are like 230,000, 300,000 BTU. I was just wondering if it makes such a big deal on these transfer switches, and who can I talk to in this area around here about maybe something like that. I've went to a couple RV places. And
yeah, that's exactly what I was going to tell you. Now, you're talking about a propane heater that would have just a radiant coil connection to the propane heater, or did you want something decorative?
No, that's all I was going to do was hanging on a wall. I already got 200-pound tanks, two 100-pound tanks, and everything else, because I do deal with this propane company down there in the Southern Tier, and they will no longer bring or fill 250-pound tanks to seasonal places. And the places close down from December, let's say the end of November, all the way to May. So it's just and my primary source of heat is actually wood, but the insurance company, they charge crazy amounts since that's a primary. So I would.
Do you have electricity?
Yes, I do.
Because another idea that I could throw at you that actually might be safer and even maybe more efficient is to buy an infrared heater.
I got all the ducks in a row right now for the propane.
Okay.
And I guess the building's over 100 years old, so the insulation is poor. One of the problems is when there's a fire going in the middle of hunting season, all the lazy people never want to get up and put another log on a fire. They'd rather freeze it during the night. This would be like, you know, turn it on there, have it going on low during the night, and at least the place would stay mediocre warm.
Yeah, yeah. So and you're saying to me that you could not find what you're looking for at an RV place?
I mean, one of the things is the valve. I don't know exactly which valve to buy, and it's the whole thing. I've been doing a lot of research online, and the one that I actually thought would be a good one, then I found out that I didn't know if it would be so good.
Maybe another place to go would be like a camping store or like a sporting goods store that deals with fishermen and campers like what's the one on Walden?
Cabela's.
Yeah, so maybe a place like that might be another idea.
I noticed somebody told me there's a place out in Springville, but every time I try to Google it, and I can't, it's not Larry Romance, it's something. Hazard.
Okay.
Told me Hazard, but every time I Google it, it doesn't seem to come up.
Well, let's throw it out there, Dave. Maybe somebody will have a suggestion for you. They can call into the program before we leave at 11.
Okay,
and share what they do in a similar setting. If you want to use a propane heater with a radiant coil to heat a cabin, give us a call and let us know how you handle that at 803-0930. So stay tuned, Dave.
Thank you. I'm really waiting to hear the one about the generators, though. I'm really interested in that also.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. All right, Merry Christmas to you.
Bye-bye.
David's line is now free here on WBEN, and you know the number. It's 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz and Jack Civiletto. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Ortiz, your man for home improvement. Well, again, thank you to my friends at Ava Roofing for the wonderful Christmas gift. And you know, you might not want to hear it right now, but pretty soon Santa Claus is coming to town. He's bringing a sled with toys and 8 reindeer. There's a lot of weight on your roof. Hi, it's Dominic Cortez here, and no one wants to have the house that Santa got hurt on. Now, if you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, call the people that fix them right. Call Ava Roofing. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather, so while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. One of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure your roof looks and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Call them today and schedule a free estimate. That's Ava Roofing, avaroofing.com, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Howard Simon here. If you are in the market for a car, you probably already know specifically what kind of vehicle you want. If you happen to know you want a Honda, you need to get to Lea Honda on Transit Road in Williamsville. Lea Honda is where I bought my Honda Accord, and I'll tell you, I received the red carpet treatment there, and you will too. It's Happy Honda Days. That's right, they're going on right now. It means a ton of savings for you at beautiful new Lea Honda. General Manager Aaron Wozniak wants you to drive home happy with your new Honda, so here's what Lea is offering right now. They are clearing out all 2019 Honda models with no money down leases. Just walk into Lea, ask for Aaron, and say, "Let's deal," with no money down leases. Also, finance rates as low as 0.9% for up to 72 months and discounts up to $6,500. Yes, up to $6,500 off a brand new Honda. Visit Lea Honda of Williamsville.com, or better yet, get to Lea Honda on Transit in Williamsville before December 31st to get your clearance deal. Lea!
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. TAG Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit TAGJewelers.com.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. As the weather cools down outside, you'll be warm and comfortable inside when you get a recliner, sofa, or lift chair with heat and massage. Now, when you're watching your favorite team, win or lose, you'll be comfortable, and no matter what your home looks like, with 700 fabric choices, we can build it to your taste. Stop in and see our huge selection of furniture, dining tables, and two-sided reversible mattresses. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is always free. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
If it were you, who would be the most trusted choice for home care? A stranger or someone you love? For some families, staying home with a parent or grandparent just isn't financially feasible. But with Trusted Choice Home Care, you can get paid to look after a loved one. To learn more about getting paid to provide home care for one of your relatives, text TRUST to 30930. Text and data rates apply. Trusted Choice Home Care. There's no substitute for care provided by a loved one.
When I see someone working hard, I want to give them money. Just ask my team. We are a hard-working home comfort company. If you bring it daily, I'll keep your schedule and your pockets full. They say when you're ready to learn, a teacher will appear. If you have mechanical or electrical experience, I'll teach you the rest. Call the office now. We've got work to do.
Comfort is always on call.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
Stop. Hammer time. Go
with the phone. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, troubles will be out of sight.
I think you sound a little off key right there, if you were to ask me. Jack Civiletto here for our annual Christmas show. And good morning, 803-0930. We've got four callers on the line. We'll get to them. We've got a couple people with the propane heater comment, so we'll hopefully get to them too. And if time allows, we'll certainly want to get your calls on the air, but if we do have time, we'll play the Tuck and Patty song as well. Let's go to DePew and say good morning and Merry Christmas to Nancy. Hi, Nancy. You're on WEN.
Hi, Jack. This is Nancy from Mr. Bill's Restaurant. You played there on Tuesdays in the afternoon.
Yes, Nancy. How are you?
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And we miss you at Mr. Bill's. Where are you and Joe playing now?
We do 2 weeks at the Hideaway on Division Street, North Tonawanda. And then we do 2 weeks at the Pizza Plant on Transit and Sheridan. 2 to 5, the same times. But we go back and forth between the two. So.
You play on Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah, same time, 2 to 5.
2 to 5?
Yep.
Well, the gang will be there. Desi and all of us, Lisa, will be there to see you. And you're playing there for 2 weeks?
Yeah, we go back and forth. We do 2 weeks, and we just rotate back and forth.
Okay.
So,
well,
Mr. Bill's, is that the one on
Cleveland Drive?
Yeah, is it reopened?
No, it's still in foreclosure.
Oh.
But we miss you, and we plan to get together. All the girls are going to get together and come down and see you and Joe.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see you guys.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, dear.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Pat calling us now. Pat from Ontario. Hello, Pat. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Jack, I first saw you on a YouTube video several years ago doing your version of Third Degree. I was quite impressed with your guitar playing. Your soloing was exquisite.
Thank you very much.
James Anthony, and I know you play with James Anthony a lot.
Yeah, I'll be up there on the 29th, as a matter of fact, in Burlington, I think at the Abbey Arms.
I've never seen you, and I know you've played St. Catharines in Burlington area. I'm going to try to make it. I'd like to come down and see you. I love guitar players. I mean, if you love the blues, you love guitar players. You're exceptional guitar player.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. I've been playing for a long time. That was my first love. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely come and catch you. Thanks for your gift. I wish I could play. I mean, it really is a gift, and you've got it.
Well, that was one of the nicest gifts I just got for the holidays. I appreciate that very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I'll come and see you, and I'll reintroduce myself.
Please do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. And in Lancaster next, Ray, good morning.
Good morning. Dominic, this is Ray from Lancaster.
How you doing, Ray?
In regards to those parts for the propane heater.
Right.
There's a hardware store right on Tonawanda Street near Ontario that stocks all them. And I'm the one that called you about a year ago on the fume problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if a propane heater was harmful and you were going to get back to me. But I've been listening to you.
Okay. I don't recall that. Refresh my memory now about that question that you say I didn't answer?
Heater, and I wanted to know if it was safe, you know, overnight.
Okay.
You know what? It doesn't have a chimney on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll certainly look into that, and maybe we can talk about that on another show. But thank you for sharing that information. Tonawanda Street, you
Tonawanda
said?
Tonawanda before Ontario. It's a hardware store that stocks all those propane parts.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay, Ray. Well, I think we will go ahead and squeeze in our Christmas wish. Jack, I want to thank you for spending the hour with us.
Well, thank you, Dominic. It's always an honor to do this every year, and it really gets me in the spirit.
Okay. Well, very good. Merry Christmas to you.
To you and your family.
And
well.
I will let you have the honors, Jack.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, life can be very hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
There we go. Merry Christmas from everyone here at WBN. Remember, the Bills are on and the Sabres are on at noon today here, pregame. So they're on our station, BEN. So go Bills.
Go Bills.
Merry Christmas.
For Christmas this year, I know exactly what you'd like, and I know you know I want the same thing too. And see your face on Christmas Day when all your dreams come true. But worldwide understanding and peace for people everywhere is something that right now is beyond my means. But we could try and do simply, we could do it from the heart. Give presents that we know will never fade. And with all the ones we love and everyone we know, step by simple step, know that we'll achieve in our homes at least a world that's filled with by that can match the love we have to give inside. And all the diamonds all computers can't fill that empty place inside. I want to give the kinds of presents that I know will never die. They say that charity begins at home, and I believe that's true. How can this world get along if I can't get along with you? But we could try and do it simply. We could do it from the heart. Give presents that we know and with all the ones we love and everyone we know, step by simple step, I know that we'll achieve in our
HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Congratulations to the playoff-bound Buffalo Bills.
The Bills are in the playoffs, man. It's huge.
26 years I wait for this moment.
Two out of the past 3 years, it's a great moment.
Celebrate the Bills' victory. Playoffs, baby.
This is Bills Country.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.